This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, whenever I'm out speaking and taking questions, one question I assume I will be asked is, aren't you concerned about the possibility that we will soon have a central bank digital currency? Financial leaders in other countries are calling for the implementation of these CBDCs, and concerned Americans wonder if they are coming to this country. My first response is to mention that I have written about this and usually follow with an encouragement to do so again, hence this commentary. My second response is to point to the upcoming election, because President Biden signed an executive order encouraging the Federal Reserve to study the feasibility of digital currency. Former President Donald Trump is on record opposing CBDCs. Why should we be concerned? Well, with CBDCs, every transaction could be tracked by the government. The government and the Federal Reserve would know even more about you, your family, your clients, and your charities. Although most critics fear we would lose our privacy, I fear a greater issue. CBDCs would make it easier for governments to freeze financial resources. The Canadian government prevented the protesting truckers from accessing their bank accounts, but that would make it much easier with CBDCs, and they can be programmed. This would be used to prohibit people from buying certain goods, or at least place a limit on how much they might purchase. Proponents believe CBDCs would give central banks the new opportunity for monetary policy. It would be easier, they say, to undertake helicopter drops of money, but also add that it would be possible to implement negative interest rates by shrinking balances in CBDC accounts. This is bureaucratic speak for taking money out of your account. In many ways, the election will determine the future of CBDCs. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.